Queensland has emerged from the federal election as the most conservative state in the nation. The state has been inundated by a sea of blue. Out of 30 seats, Labor has won just four. Counting continues in two. Cathy Van Extel takes a look at what went wrong for Labor in the Sunshine State.
Capricornia, based around Rockhampton, was the LNP's most marginal seat. Now Michelle Landry holds it with a buffer of around 11%. The Adani factor loomed large in central and north Queensland. Other LNP seats, Dawson in Mackay and Flynn in Gladstone, have also seen big swings. So has the Townsville seat of Herbert, which Labor has lost to the LNP. Former Queensland Federal MP and Minister Craig Emerson says the Adani issue impacted Labor's vote across the state.
Queensland's a mining state, and when I say that, I'm not talking about exclusively regional Queensland. I'm talking about the southeast corner. There's a consciousness in Queensland that if mining does not do well, then Queensland does not do well. So the whole Adani issue catalysed this view in Queensland that Labor's not really on their side.
Political analyst John McKell is an adjunct professor from QUT and a former state Labor speaker. He says it's a hugely disappointing result for the ALP.
North of the Brisbane River, all the way up to Cape York, the Labor Party now holds one federal seat. Its primary vote equates to the Queensland state election result of 2012. That is, its primary vote now has a two in front of it. So it's got a long way back. And the truth is that federal Labor cannot continue to give the coalition a 25-seat start in a federal election.
In the state's southeast corner, Labor had hoped to pick up a swag of LNP seats, including Dixon on Brisbane's northern outskirts, held by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. He's held on with an increased margin. Next door, the seat of Longman was another Labor loss. Other Labor seats also suffered swings to the LNP. John McKell says marginal LNP seats are now much safer.
It is the marginal seats now that have become safer seats for the coalition that present Labor with a lot of head scratching about how they're going to track those back so that they can become not just a viable opposition, but people who are knocking on the door of government.
But Craig Emerson says those seats remain in Labor's reach in the next election.
When Queensland swings, and this is equally true of Western Australia, they swing big time. So anyone who's in a seat now that perhaps was a 2% seat and now be a 5% or a 6% seat would not be safe if there was a general swing on in Queensland.
Late yesterday, Labor was still hopeful of retaining six Queensland seats, with counting continuing in the Brisbane seat of Lilly, vacated by former Treasurer Wayne Swan, although there's concern about the impact of postal votes on the Ipswich-based seat of Blair, held by immigration spokesman Shane Newman, who went into the campaign with an 8% margin. The neighbouring seat of Oxley is held by former State Labor Secretary and Campaign Director Milton Dick.
Queensland is a really, really tough state.
Oxley saw a small swing to the LNP. Milton Dick believes a complex policy agenda provided fertile ground for a coalition scare campaign.
Some of my colleagues who weren't successful have said that some of those policies were maybe too confusing, there were too many of them.
Milton Dick doesn't share the view that the Adani issue was mishandled or had an impact on Labor's southeast vote. He's called for a post-election review of Labor's policies.
There's an important message here for the Labor Party. I won't sugarcoat this. We need to make sure that we do better for Queenslanders. We need to sharpen our message, make sure that we've got the policies that are fairly and squarely aimed at some of those Queenslanders, particularly in regional Queensland, where there's been very large swings. Whoever takes the Labor leadership, I will be asking them, and I'm prepared to join them as well, to go there and sit into those communities. We've got to face the music. We've got to take the medicine, and we've got to make it clear to Queenslanders that we are a party that wants the support of Queenslanders.
Yesterday, Queensland Premier Anastacia Palaszczuk and her deputy Jackie Trad fronted the media. They refused to concede the handling of Adani was an issue in Labor's poor result, although the Premier said jobs were an issue.
I think at the end of the day, Labor had a very complex message, and it needed to be a very simple message. And as I said, I think everyone would agree with me, at the end of the day, it's about jobs.
While the Adani issue was electoral poison in many seats for Labor, it played well for the party in inner city seats of Brisbane and Ryan, both held by the LNP, which saw swings to the ALP, and to Griffith, the only Queensland Labor-held seat to see an increased margin. On Brisbane's south side, Graham Perrett held on to his marginal seat of Moreton with a small swing to the LNP. He also believes Labor's policy agenda was too complex and vulnerable to a fear campaign.
We had such a positive policy agenda, you know, quite a visionary. I think we were perhaps looking a little bit further over the horizon than the people's gaze was directed at. You know, they were looking closer to home. They were concerned about some cost of living issues and the fact they haven't had a pay rise for 5 years. Some of those things were not conversations we're having.
Another factor for Labor's poor Queensland result was the impact of the minor parties. Clive Palmer's big spending advertising campaign targeting Labor and One Nation's increased vote. Milton Dick again.
Well, you've seen a rise of the third parties, there's no question about that, where we did see the rise, particularly in some of those central Queensland areas of swings up to 10, 12, 15%. That's also a fairly loud message for all the major parties that some sections of the community don't feel that the major parties are connecting to them.
As for the challenge of reconnecting with voters in the north, contenders in the looming Labor leadership ballot may need to work on their ability to speak Queensland.
Always a good idea if you can speak with a Queensland accent. We are a bit different. We're proudly different. We're Queenslanders, you know, so that will be a part of it. But we've had it in the past. Bob Hawke could speak Queensland. We know that we need to win Queensland, and I'm sure the next Labor leader will understand that too.
Got to learn to speak Queensland. That's Graham Perrett, the Labor member for Moreton, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel.